Welcome, savages, to 2022. We got this far, and time is really flying, if time exists at all, which it doesn't by the looks of things. So how does it fly then if it doesn't exist? Fuck if I know. This video is about leaving Maya. And I realized, you know, over the last few days that I haven't really been recording anything. I haven't been making podcasts or videos. And I think a big reason for that is the Sunday Zoom sessions, you know, whatever needs to come through me or needs to be communicated, or I need to, because I'm working this stuff out for myself. It's finding, you know, that's what I have notebooks all around me. I'm taking notes all day. I'm writing on different topics all day. And it's a way of seeing or comprehending what's happening or being moved in different directions. I don't even know. That's all nonsense. I wouldn't pay any attention to any of it. But I seem to communicate more in the Sunday Zooms. So thus, I feel less of a need to speak during the week or to record anything. So yeah, if you want to hear those discussions, come to the Sunday Zooms. Leaving Maya. I don't think the microphone will pick it up, but there is Latin music playing in a house nearby, and it's now 9:41 in the morning, and that music has been playing since about 6 a.m. And for a few nights this week, the music has been playing. It's not too intrusive. Thankfully, I'm not living too close to it. It's unusual. But in my morning meditation this morning, you know, the mind obviously would like... Senor Uva is just walking across the floor. Sometimes he does this. And in the Sunday Zoom sessions, sometimes he actually comes over and sits near me. For those who don't know, Senor Uva, there's usually photographs on my stories in Instagram. He's in a green iguana who seems to have moved in here and adopted me. Senor Uva means Mr. Grape or Lord Grape, and I feed him spinach and grape. So he's working his way over, and he's kind of curious now what's happening. But he has tried to bite my fingers a few times when I'm feeding him. So he still doesn't seem to distinguish between the food is separate from me, which is a good place to be, because maybe there is non-duality, like we're all connected. So he just thinks grape food, this thing is food as well. So yeah, I can't fault him in that. Anyway. The music, the mind thinks, oh, I don't want music, I want quiet. But in reality, it's the mind that has ideas of what this experience is supposed to look like. In reality, there is just this experience. The experience is here in this now. The mind would like it to be something different, continually wants something different. So in the meditation, rather than removing the noise, the idea is to embrace and include the noise, the music, the sound. It's only frequency. Allow it to, like, all I am is the observer. You know, we're moving, and especially in the Sunday Zooms, we're moving away from really, they've been going really well of moving more and more away from the idea that we have control. And this is where people can switch off. That's fine. Like, it's that idea that you control your life. I think the likes of The Secret and the Manifestation World was another pocket of ego that humanity needed to get complete with, or needs to get complete with. You know, this, I still encounter people who are just discovering spirituality. And I wouldn't say they're waking up. I don't believe that I'm awake. I know one person who's awake, and I'm very grateful that I get to work with him, or he works with me. Manifestation is basically when the ego's idea aligns with what's already unfolding, and then the ego attaches ownership to that and think, I did that. I created that. But like, look at the amount of areas of your life of shit that you did not create, that you did not design, you did not intend. So I'll probably cover this topic more on Sunday in the group session. But I thought I'd read a section from a book. I'm not going to tell you the book. And you're going to go, why won't you tell us the book? But I will answer that question. Because a lot of you are obsessed with information and the mind. And, you know, generally, like I've had loads of people, I put, you know, quotes on my stories in Instagram. The quotes are selected and the images are selected. You know, the pictures around sex are selected. The pictures around nature and the quotes are selected. Bring you on a journey. And the people who work with me or, you know, who are clients get to understand that journey, where it's taking us and why it's taking us in those places. So sometimes I put a quote up, people go and they find, who is this person? You know, oh my God. They go and they buy her, his or her books. Oh my God, I'm going to read the books, because they think that the solution is in the book. The solution is not in the book at all. Like, it's still the mind trying to fulfill. Oh, if I could just get more information, more, it's a continual, more information. It's an addiction, more information, more information, more information. But I've covered that many times on the Sunday, so I'm not going to cover it here. And I'll cover it again this Sunday because it seems to come up every week. But this is around Maya. So I'll read and we'll see what happens. And I've said this many times, you know, but here we go. The only way you can help this world is by awakening, becoming self-realized. How do you help this world? By becoming self-realized. When you become self-realized, you are no longer a body. You are all pervading consciousness, the absolute reality. You are boundless space. You become the trees, the mountains, the rivers, the animals, the insects, the birds. You have become everything. You are the self, the imperishable, immutable self. I'll continue this section in a second. So consider that. I mean, contemplate that. You are boundless space. You become the trees, the mountains. I know we regurgitate this shit. Ah, I am consciousness. I am spirituality. Ah, I am the trees. Ah, I am the birds. Meanwhile, I fucking hate that person over there. I'm not taking the fact we have to fight the elite, tax the rich. So they are the trees, but they don't seem to be everything else. Isn't that kind of convenient? Very interesting. It's like, oh, I am all the nice things. I'm just not the people I don't like, and the laws I don't like, and the way the world is, and the pollution. Oh, I don't like any of that. And they're wailing and they're cutting down trees. Ah. And then the vegans are like, they're in McDonald's. They're eating meat. It's not really meat. You know, we have to kill these. I'm not them. They are not me, but I am the sunshine. You know, it's all, oh, there's a moth on my couch. That it's all really indulgent and selective. Isn't that interesting? Spirit seems to be really selective. I am spirit and I am only the nice things, but I am not the nice things. It's all bullshit. It's all indulgent. It's all the ego. So if you become the mountains, the rivers, the animals and insects, you're becoming, in my perception, and Jung obviously talks about this, and you've heard me talk about this before and read the quotes, we become the murderer. We are the rapists. We are the pedophiles. We are the elites. We are all of these things. This, we are, all of this consciousness is passing through us. You know, imagine what your ancestry was up to even one generation, two, three generations ago. Pretty brutal stuff. But we like to kind of forget all that. We kind of try to exclude why we've been born, chosen to be born into this culture, this family line, you know. So, if you're going to be the trees and the insects, bring in the homeless people, the drug addicts, bring it all in. Bring in the reptilians, you know, bring in, car going past, bring in Bill Gates, bring it all in, you know, breathe it all in. I ain't selective, you know, we've worked on that in the Sundays as well, of this idea of like being protective of your energy fields. Basically, that is like, I want to wake up, but only selectively wake up the way my ego will approve. Fucking nonsense. I'll continue with the section from the book. You're probably sick of me. But when you can't see this, you act as an independent agent, thinking you're going to make this a better world in which to live, sticking up for your rights, trying to change people's opinions, protesting about this and about that. I admit all these things are necessary in this world. Here we go. But this is what Maya is about. Maya is a wonderful illusion. It makes you believe you've got to do something to change things in this world. But I can assure you, nothing will ever change. It will appear to change for a while. Things will appear slightly better at times, and they'll be slightly worse at times. there will be cataclysms and destructions, all sorts of things happening to this world. This is the nature of this world. It has absolutely nothing to do with you. That really hit home with me. This is the nature of this world. The idea, right, that we have to awaken people, fix people, fix it, save democracy. I fucking abhor democracy. It's the most delusional, one of the most delusional things in this world. It's the first thing that has to go if we're going to wake up. A mob of easily led, emotional, unevolved, unawake people are going to elect people that are going to steer us in the right direction? Really? How can the unawakened, emotional, delusional people elect the enlightened people? Hasn't seemed to work anyway so far. Let's look at history. So this is the nature of this place. Now, my pretty bad analogy is, if I can find it on a previous page, we're trying to fix something that doesn't need to be fixed. This is the way it's meant to be. Let's say you're learning to become a mechanic, and let's say you've got to go to mechanic school, and they give you an engine that has a few broken parts in it, and you have to fix it. And then the next class come in, they learn how to fix these broken parts. Okay. Now, imagine if you're going into that class and into that engine, you're talking to the tutors and you're going, fucking engine is broken. Like, when are we going to fix the engine? We've got to fix the engine. So you all fix it. Next class comes in, the engine's perfect. It's the fucking point of the class. So you're missing the point. There's nothing wrong here. It's a school. Byron Katie and a number of people call it Earth School. The purpose, the reason to be here is to learn, is to have an experience. Was perfect if it was all rosy and nice and lovely and heart chakra-y all the time. Like, you don't learn. You go somewhere else if you want to learn that. Your being brought you here to learn this experience, to find the perfection in this experience. But you're looking through a veil of mind, of distortions and judgments, emotions, anger, anxiety, all this stuff. I don't like this. I don't like them. We have to stop this. We have to stop that. How can you possibly see the purity in the world if you're looking through this delusional shit all the time? It is exactly the way it's meant to be. And if you fix the political system, if you fix Bill Gates, whatever it may be, there's another one coming along. The next one's coming along in a few years. It's meant to be like this. It's not meant to be fixed. You're meant to evolve yourself and work with you, so your perception of what it is changes. You're missing the point by going out there and trying to fix things. But I've said that in loads of videos. That's what Maya is. That's the purpose of this place. Work with you. There's nothing wrong out there. You know, my posts on Instagram yesterday or the day before with the kind of animated image from the movie called Encanto is about that. Like, we can't see because we're not awake. We can't see how magical and amazing the place is because we're fucking lost. I'm awake and they're not. No, you're not. All these people walking around thinking they're awake. Jesus Christ. Anyway, I'm done and I'm out of time. I'm over time. Thanks for listening to me. Come to Sunday Zoom. The retreat's still going ahead. Obviously, it's the 8th of February. More than welcome. Get in touch if you're curious. Come and stay with me for 8 days. We'll do some work. And Zoom is going really well. Be well. Enjoy your day. Thank you.